So how do you think the quest to have the perfect body affects women of college age, both or mentally, physically, and socially?
I think the quest to have a perfect body can give a really challenging perspective and image for students to try to achieve something that really is unattainable. And as far as kind of social media and regular media, runway media, all of the media we're seeing gives us an unattainable goal. And if we have that goal, it's something that has been kind of constructed by media. Most of the people we're seeing in magazines have been airbrushed. They're often using children to represent adults, so they have bodies that really are impossible for adults. And because we're kind of in flux with media all of the time, we're getting this idea that there is something attainable that is very much not attainable, especially in a healthy way for most of Americans.
And Dr. Wood said that you've been doing a project on this. Could you explain that a little bit?
The project that we've been working on, and currently it is in flux and we're trying to figure out how to make it most effective on our campus, is we've been working on the Body Project, which is an empirically based model of how to improve body image in college students. It trains students to be peer teachers to other students, and the whole goal is to improve body image, because what we know is body image is the number one predictor for development of an eating disorder. So if we can decrease negative body image, we can decrease the incidence of eating disorders. And at TCU right now, we're kind of reworking it and developing how it can most effectively meet our student need. So that's something we're really excited about.
So you talked about how body image kind of affects eating disorders. Do we see that a lot within college-age students?
We do. We see a lot of that within college-age students. College students are at one of the highest risk populations for eating disorders. A lot of that has to do with some of the stressors, leaving home, learning to eat in a different environment than people ever have, and different social pressures that people haven't necessarily had before, wanting to fit in, trying to match body image of maybe peers that you haven't had that experience before. We also see people who have struggled with body image in the past that can sometimes be amplified when they get to college. And what we do know is research on our campus says that we do have a higher incidence of body image challenges and food concerns than other campuses. And so that's something that our campus really is wanting to strive to improve. But we have some challenges here.
Okay. Do you think that there are any other risks that body image creates besides eating disorders and physical aspects?
Definitely. Body image can create problems emotionally, even if it doesn't go all the way to creating an eating disorder. Body image can decrease self-esteem, increase risk of depression, increase rates of anxiety, possibly come up with some obsessive compulsive traits even around food, even if it doesn't go to or food or exercise, even if it doesn't go to the level of an eating disorder. It can also impact your relationships. Women can become very competitive with each other, even if they don't mean to, about body image. And so it can actually negatively impact relationships with women, close friends, relationships with groups of women, how you feel in relation to other women. And body image problems are not only for women. They do apply to men as well. And
yeah.
So all those things are possible with both genders.
And how do you think that the stigma of having the perfect body comes into play, like on TCU's campus?
You mean the goal of having a perfect body?
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I think the idea of having an ideal body is kind of a misinterpreted idea, because in my opinion, there is no ideal body. Because what our bodies are meant to be is they're meant to be healthy bodies. They're meant to be able to allow us to think and to learn and to walk to campus. And so what a lot of people are striving for is to be healthy. And then based on being healthy, whether that's emotional health, mental health, spiritual health, intellectual, when you take all of those things into account, we can create healthy bodies. And when our bodies are functioning best, that's when we often feel best about them. And so what our hope is that instead of striving for this ideal body, which really is an appearance ideal, it's not an ideal body. Because mm-hmm. when you think of what an ideal body does, it's not just something external. And so when you think of that appearance ideal, it's what's really important to you. I always encourage people to think about what their values are, and is being in a perfect appearance ideal really the value you're living your life for, mm-hmm. or are there other things in your life? But I do think some of the competition on our campus can lead to that. Some of the media focus that's in the entire country also impacts our campus just like any other campus. So I think that that's where the ideal body misconception comes in.
And what advice would you have for students, like if they are searching to like improve their appearance, but do it in a safe and healthy way?
I think one of the first things is figuring out what your goals are. And if your goal is to become healthy and improve your appearance in that way, whether it's going to the gym, but I would also always suggest meeting with a trainer, talking to somebody in our rec staff. They're fantastic about what a healthy and appropriate exercise model would look for you, making sure you're not exercising 3 hours a day every day. So, because that's not how you're going to get where you want to be. So meeting with someone to know what's healthy. We have a dietitian on campus. She's fantastic. Maybe meeting with her to talk about healthy eating and what that would look like for you, because I think there's a big misconception about what that is. Mm-hmm. I think coming to talk to one of us in the counseling center, if that's something you are struggling with, could be helpful. But I really think looking at what it is you really want underneath that, what is it that perfect body means to you, and how can you attain that in that healthy way?